You're with Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. The Denver Zoo's Facebook page is swimming with comments from people mourning the death of 53-year-old elephant Mimi. Her passing got us thinking about the daily needs of aging animals, from Mimi's 47-year-old elephant companion Dolly to animals like frogs with far shorter lives. Denver Zoo spokeswoman Tiffany Barnhart joins us to talk about how zookeepers care for their elderly residents, including, in Mimi's case, providing the kind of care you'd want for a friend in her final days.
Towards the end, we did offer a hospice-type setting for Mimi. So what that means is she was allowed to choose which yard she wanted to be in and where she wanted to go. And sometimes she preferred to be alone, and sometimes she preferred to be with Dolly. But we did want to provide her every comfort we could, and that's what we did.
It's interesting you mentioned a hospice-type setting for Mimi, because what I'd like to focus on is the idea that aging and death are just a reality. I mean, obviously for all of us, but certainly at zoos. And you have a number of popular animals that are getting up there in years.
That's right. Gidget, our sea lion, she's 27 years old. Most sea lions live till their mid-20s. She's recently retired from her demonstration due to arthritis. Sometimes you'll see her participate, but it's on a very modified basis, and it's part of her physical therapy. So encourage her to get into the water and swim and move her joints is very helpful. You also see changes to her exhibit that we've made behind the scenes, additional ramps that make it easier for her to get in and out of pools and that kind of thing. And you see that throughout the zoo.
Don't you? You also have an aging hippo, right, Bert?
We do. Bert is one of the oldest hippos in a North American zoo. He's 56 years old. For him, you'll see some of the same things, changes to his exhibit to make it easier for him to get in and out of the pools. He's also on Cosequin for his arthritis and ibuprofen. But he's another one that is just so well known by our community, and ultimately, he will die someday, and that's what's so difficult about having a living, breathing collection.
Something must die every day at the zoo. Is that true?
That probably is true. I know it is true that something is either born, hatched, or dies every day.
This is a rather specific question, I realize, but where does one cremate an elephant? I've read that the zoo will cremate Mimi.
That's right. Well, what's first for Mimi is that we want to gather as much information as we possibly can. So she will undergo what's called a necropsy or an animal autopsy. And what that allows us to do is select tissues and send them off for further pathology work. From there, most of Mimi's remains will be cremated, and we do have an incinerator on site.
Are you likely to get another elephant in Mimi's place? Not that I suppose any animal can be a replacement entirely for another, just like people.
I don't think anything in the world could replace Mimi. I can tell you that we can hold up to 12 elephants in our exhibit, and we would like to have more.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That was Tiffany Barnhart of the Denver Zoo. Mimi the elephant died this week at age 53.